This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show is hump day. This is a hump to get over, Vin. Never have I known what any of you looked like until today. This is an email. Do you have this guy's name? I actually cut and pasted. And I don't think I have his name or woman. I'm not sure. Here's what this person says to us in an email. And I understand this. You know, when you read a book and you imagine what the characters look like, and then you see a movie based on that, and it can be very difficult. Okay, I get it. These are difficult times. This person writes, "What is his name, Derek?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi, Derek. Derek, listen, it'll be all right. We can still be those people that you imagine. Derek writes, "Okay, so I've been listening to you two for about 10 years now. I've never had any desire to see what you look like. I had my images of you for the last 10 years, and today a coworker destroyed everything for me. I don't know if I can listen to you guys anymore. You look nothing like what I saw in my head. I'm just destroyed over the pictures I saw. I wonder if anyone else that listens to you feels the same way I do after they saw your pictures. I enjoy listening to you both, but now that I've seen what you look like, I just cannot get those images out of my head. I want to see the two of you as I've always seen you for the last 10 years, not those pics. Well, I'm sure I'll still be listening to you while driving to work." So, Derek, listen, it's okay. We can continue to be the people that you thought we were. You don't ever have to look again. I actually feel like radio people these days are too exposed. Like, you know, back in the olden days, nobody knew what any DJ looked like. And mm-hmm. if you did happen to stumble upon a picture of them in like a newspaper or some such thing, you were horrified. I get it. I had a guy actually go, "Hey, is Sarah Clark here? Sarah Clark?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm sorry." He goes, he actually gasped and recoiled. And that was when I was young and hot. Like, it was horrifying for me. And also, it wasn't that long after the "why are you so ugly" thing. And
so this was in what?
No, this
Florida?
Was in Florida. Yeah, so this was not. Oh, it wasn't good. Anyway.
You were just a kid in the Florida days.
I was just a kid. I didn't like it. So anyway, there's that.
You know, I never went through, because I didn't really listen to radio as a kid. I never went through that. I've been listening to someone for a long time, and then now I see them, and it's ruined that. But I do get that because of what you mentioned from books. Mm-hmm. When I see a movie and they've cast a character, I look at it and just go, "You're wrong.
Right?
You didn't get that right at all. That's not that person."
I know, so, and then even if, yeah, it can be tough. It's true. You have these sort of mental images.
I feel zero pain from it because I'm not here for that.
Right. We have
Although,
faces for radio.
We're you know, we get you it. Get into radio, that just becomes part of it. Hey, guess what? You have to have a social media profile. Uh-huh. Get with that program.
Right.
All right.
Post and hashtag or right. whatever. I don't know. I still don't understand why hashtags matter. Anywho, there's that. We're sorry to ruin your day. Derek, here's the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a health crisis. The Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to school districts in Alameda, Contra Costa, Monterey, Santa Clara, and San Francisco counties so schools can get much-needed pandemic supplies now. See what they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. That's Fremont Bank, everyone.
Doing good work.
All right, so where to begin? I'll start with the elections in Georgia. The New York Times is already calling it. So I don't know if they're going out on a limb. I expect them to have some credibility.
Sure.
They're basically saying the Democrats won both seats.
They're saying both seats now? Oh, my God.
The Democrats appear to have won both Senate runoffs in Georgia last night, giving them control of the Senate. They say Reverend Raphael Warnock has beaten Senator, the Republican Senator, Kelly Loeffler, by 2 percentage points. So that's already called. Now they're saying, while most news organizations have not yet called the race, the other race, the Democrat leads by 16,000 votes, and the outstanding votes are coming from Democrat-leaning areas.
Wow.
So they've been willing to go out and basically call it. So that's big news for Biden as he takes office, because often that makes you lame duck. If you can't get anything pushed through the Senate, nothing gets done.
Right.
Or everything becomes such a negotiation, it doesn't look anything like the plan by the time it's finished.
Right. This thing's full of pork.
Right, being whittled down to whatever. So anyway, that's what the New York Times is saying. It may still be a little early to really call it with only 16,000 votes being the decider, but but they're saying all the other votes are going to come from what is that, blue areas?
Yes.
So there you go.
Wow, Georgia becomes a swing state. Amazing. Imagine that. Huh.
So
it's great
that.
News. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's great. What was it? They only had to win one of the races to make it.
The Republicans, if they could have kept one of those seats, would still have held majority.
Right.
The Democrats needed both seats, and they got them.
They may have gotten them.
Or it looks like they've gotten them.
How fascinating.
Yeah, it is. All right, moving on. And when I get it for sure, like I know that's the New York Times is sort of calling it, but they're kind of not. So anyway, when I get a confirmed
result, a couple more big, you know, reliable sources, and then you can make that call, right?
Right. San Jose Kaiser. They're the ones with that COVID outbreak from the ER, a Christmas tree costume incident. Now we've got more cases emerging from that little, they're calling it like 15 minutes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. And it's trippy because as I've read this story, and I'm not accusing anybody of lying, I'm not trying, but I do feel like this, and I've said this five times now, so I sound like a broken record, but I feel like people don't want to admit what went down.
Yes.
They just don't. They don't want to say I didn't have a mask on.
Right.
And you keep seeing these public displays where someone has to be shamed because the camera went to the coach and the coach didn't have a mask on. Well, yeah, because the coach is trying to yell at people. Of course, he's pulling his mask down so he can be heard. But that's the most important time to have the mask on.
Yes, when you're yelling and spittling at people, you should be covering that face.
But it seems like if the camera catches you, that's when you really have got to say, I apologize. Yes,
it was a lapse in judgment.
Right. But otherwise, this thing's spreading everywhere, so clearly some people are breaking protocols. Anyway, back to San Jose Medical Center, Kaiser Permanente San Jose Medical Center. A well-meaning staff member pranced through the ER department in an air-powered tree costume on Christmas Day. The cases have now swelled to 60. One of the people who caught COVID from this employee has passed. Apparently, she worked at was a desk.
A triage check-in person.
Yeah, I actually lost the place of it. I usually highlight these things, but I'm doing this on my computer now. Anyway, the outbreak's drawn international attention, and they say it remains perplexing because they say staff members were all wearing masks.
That's perplexing.
And they'd gotten their first doses of the vaccine.
Oh, now, my God.
The part of this, though, that experts say the vaccine doesn't kick in until about 10 days after you've gotten it. And if you've only gotten one dose, then you're still only at half strength.
Oh,
and
my God.
This was 5 days after. So they hadn't. It hadn't kicked in yet to begin with, so this doesn't somehow negate the...
Is terrible news.
It is, sure. And this person clearly has a lot of regret, I'm sure. While well-meaning.
I'm sure they... they have to. It's a terrible, tragic situation, but I just feel like this is... Those are people who probably got that first dose and felt...
I don't know. I can't
speak
to that.
I'm sure that was a contributing factor.
Though. They're around this. Look, all of the people who on any given day, especially early on, were able to just deny the whole thing. Do you know anyone who's sick? Because I don't. It's not even real. The places where it's most real are ERs and hospitals, where they have a whole wing full of people on ventilators. And so they would know more than anybody how fast this spreads, the severity of the problem, and...
Right.
If anyone's keeping their mask on, you'd think it would be them. And yet,
right.
Now, again, the headline, 60 people sick from that.
60 now?
It's at 60.
Oh,
and one
God.
Person has passed. So, and again, this is from the Christmas tree costume incident at Kaiser San Jose. Anyway, there's that story.
That's horrible. That's just horrible.
Yeah. So each time we cross over into a new year, many people look at themselves and the things that they've been up to and try to, it's a good time for reflection and a good time for self-improvement. Often, those things don't last. It happens.
And we fall back.
You got any, you got any goals in the new year? Maybe, I don't know.
I don't really, Vinny. I usually do, but this year has been so weird. It's honestly like getting through, even though nothing's hard being at home, it is kind of a get through the day thing. What about you? Do you have a bunch of...
I don't have anything, but I have had to many times, I've had serious problems in my life, so I've had to quit drinking. I had to quit smoking. There's things that, look, quitting drinking shouldn't have been that hard for me, but it was. Could not quit.
You broke your life in half.
I relapsed 100 times or more. It's just pathetic, really. But anyway, so I'm not, my point in admitting that is that I understand.
You daily have to evaluate.
Yeah, I understand failing at a goal is my point. It's something that, especially if it's something you can't seem to pull off of.
Right.
Anyway, here are the things. Waking up earlier is one of the goals people made and haven't been able to keep. Meditating is another one. Meditating's hard. It's super beneficial, and yet... You try to focus without picking up your phone or being interrupted by something.
Right.
For even 5 minutes. You can't believe it. It's really harder than you think.
Yes.
Going to bed earlier. I think Christina just started that kick because she keeps coming into bed and I'm still awake and I'm tripping out on it.
Oh.
Normally she comes to bed late. I'm long asleep and if anything, I'm closer to waking up than...
Right.
When I went to bed. But she's been climbing into bed at 10.
Ooh.
Last night she climbed into bed and I was still awake. And I'm all, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now I'm going to hear her breathe and hear me breathe. Now I'm worried about my breathing. You know when you go to bed at the same time as someone, all of a sudden it's different than...
And John have been... 100% the case. In fact, we talk all the time about how we need separate bedrooms. Neither one of us snores that much, but honestly, it's so aggravating when someone wakes you up. And, you know, when he gets in bed, most of the time I don't wake up, but he sits there and reads his iPad,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a while. And he'll, you know, he's making these adjustments and stuff in bed. And if I wake up, that's it. Like, I'm not going to go back to sleep, and it sucks.
It is a total trip that I'm now all of a sudden conscious. I want to roll over, but did I just?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm really
going to seem restless.
I'm an annoying neighbor, or whatever you want to call it, bed friend,
right?
Or sleeper.
I would love to just have my own room and not have to worry about waking anybody else up or being woken up. I'd love to have my own room. I think it'd be great. I'll sleep with them on the weekends.
Well, I'm hoping she falls off her new, you know, kick. Bed to bed early kick soon here because it's driving me nuts.
It's probably good for her, though.
It is. Well, look.
You have a room. You could go sleep in the other room.
Yeah, but I got a good bed. I really got
Make
a great
sleep
bed.
Sleep in the other room.
Well.
Kick her out.
See, I can't be having you coming in here. You're waking me up. Go sleep in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, I'll knock on the door when I get up for work, and then you can go
and
sleep
you can
your
go
last
back
few
in
hours.
There,
yeah.
Sure.
There you go.
That'll go over great. Anyway, these are the things people haven't been able to hold to as they try to self-improvement. Keeping a journal, reading the news more, staying up to date on things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Often people have... Let me see how many days they say. A new survey found the average person sticks to their new life changes about 36 days before they're over it. So a little over a month, it's February-ish is when I can hope she'll start staying up late again.
Mm.
Dang. I'm telling you, I'm all
Maybe
of a sudden.
She'll love it. She'll be like, oh, this is so great.
I'm
all
so
sleep.
Self-conscious all of a sudden. Like, oh, yeah. Man. I'm still wide awake, and now she's here. This is going to be
And she falls asleep fast, right?
Yeah, she does.
So then if she starts snoring, you're screwed.
Well, and you know that race to sleep, there's no winning that. You can't make yourself hurry up and fall asleep.
I know. If only you could.
The pressure alone will keep you up all night.
Yep.
Our text number, by the way, is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys, so, you know, text us. All day. All the time.
Thank you.
408 says, I know 5 people who've had it, including my mother-in-law, who was at death's door.
Oh, boy.
I realized after Christmas break, we will never solve this. Oh. We Americans are too stupid. Stop that. I shouldn't have read that.
Listen, Debbie Downer.
That is a terrible attitude. Stop that.
We'll never solve it. It's never ending.
Oh, no. We're all dead.
God, your sadness from In and Out. My goodness. Do you not know that reference?
No.
Sadness from In and Out.
You've never seen In and Out?
Oh,
Inside Out.
Inside
Sorry.
Out, yeah.
I'm like, In and Out, the burger?
Like, oh, now I get it.
Sorry, Inside Out.
I didn't even catch that.
I was like, In and Out.
I totally
no, sorry.
Like, is it an ad for In and Out? Yeah.
No. Sorry, I'm terrible at references. I should just shut up. My bad. What's coming up in the trash?
I got you.
Stupid.
So I actually have some an update on Tanya Roberts, which is important. Mm. And also, I want to talk a little bit about the Queen's Gambit after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.